Port Moody residents may soon be able to imbibe with a can of beer or glass of wine in some of the city's public spaces after all. They'll just have to be tidier. Despite an earlier decision by council to not approve additional resources for collecting the growing amounts of garbage staff said was being created by people who consumed alcohol in six designated public locations around the city during a 2023 pilot program, a report to be presented at tonight's meeting, April 23, is recommending the responsible use of alcohol be allowed permanently. The locations are, see map below, Rocky Point Park, Old Orchard Park west of the playground area and above the beach, Pioneer Memorial Park except in the Labyrinth Healing Garden, Kyle Center Pop-Up Park, Trasolini Field Spectator Stands, Queen Street Plaza. Another location for the pilot program, at Inlet Field, which was suspended last year as the old all-weather pitch was replaced with a new turf facility, will continue to remain dry until a new fieldhouse is constructed where alcohol consumption would be better accommodated indoors. In the report, Julie Pavey Tomlinson, Port Moody's acting general manager of community services, said other than the increased amounts of garbage and litter, the pilot program to allow alcohol consumption that expired at the end of 2023 presented no major problems. In fact, from July 27, 2022, when the pilot program was initially launched, to December 31, 2023, Port Moody police attended only 10 calls related to booze in the designated public areas. Bylaw officers also didn't write any violation tickets, but the park ranger did note more inquiries about the alcohol program from visitors. Pavey Tomlinson said the city has also consulted with Fraser Health, which recommended alcohol consumption be prohibited near water. The health authority also suggested potential health messaging to be posted on signs at the six locations. As for the litter problem, Pavey Tomlinson said if alcohol is permitted permanently, staff will monitor current disposal and recycling to determine if additional resources should be budgeted for 2025. If council agrees with the staff recommendation, a new bylaw will have to be crafted in time for final approval at the next meeting, May 14.